KSRN News. I'm Tayshia Stevens. New Hampshire is defying President Biden.
The president wanted South Carolina to be the first voting state in the Democrats' 2024 primary season. However, New Hampshire refused to give up its long-running position as the traditional leadoff primary state. Officials there announced that presidential primaries will be held on January 23rd. New Hampshire law requires the state's primaries be held at least 7 days before any similar contest. The primaries will take place about a week after the Iowa caucuses. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, Honda announces a recall.
U.S. safety regulators announced the recall over connecting rod bearings in the engine, wearing out too quickly, and seizing, which can damage the engine. The problem can cause the vehicles to stall, increasing the risk of a crash or fire. The recall affects certain 2017 through 2019 Honda Pilot SUVs, Odyssey minivans, and Ridgeline pickup trucks. Also affected are certain Acura TLX cars and MDX SUVs, model years 2015 to 2020. Dealers will repair or replace the engines if needed. I'm Jackie Quinn.
If you have a dog, listen up.
Veterinary laboratories in several states are investigating an unusual respiratory illness in dogs. Oregon, Colorado, and New Hampshire are among the states that have seen cases of the illness. It does not respond to antibiotics. Symptoms include coughing, sneezing, nasal or eye discharge, and lethargy. Veterinarians are encouraging pet owners to basic precautions like not having as much contact with other dogs and making sure the pets are up to date on their vaccinations. Labs across the country have been sharing their findings as they try to pinpoint the culprit. Keith Peters reporting.
This is SRN News. Nigeria tops the 2023 Persecutors of the Year report from International Christian Concern.
In the last 20 years, probably upwards, no one knows the real number, but upwards of 100,000 Christians have been murdered by Islamists. Again, over the last 20 years. And then there's 3.5 million farmers that have been pushed off their land. The land has been stolen.
ICC President Jeff King says the frustrating thing is the lack of action by the regime.
The problem in Nigeria is that the Islamists are in the government. They're aiding and abetting. And so for some reason, they can never find these guys. They never attack, et cetera. There's inaction and excuses.
He's urging the Biden administration to put pressure on Nigeria, where about half the population is Christian. He says if nothing is done, civil war is bound to break out in the not-too-distant future. More at persecution.org. This is SRN News. Former First Lady Rosalynn Carter is in hospice care at home in Plains, Georgia. This according to the Carter Center. A statement Friday said the 96-year-old is at home with former President Jimmy Carter, who's now 99. The two have been married for 77 years. Walmart extends its streak of strong quarterly gains heading into the holiday season as its low prices continue to attract shoppers looking for deals in a tough economic environment.
Walmart reported that it swung to a profit of $453 million in the three-month period ending October 31st. Revenue rose 5.2% to $160.84 billion. Walmart, the nation's largest retailer, is among the first batch of major U.S. retailers to report quarterly results. Industry analysts are seeking to shed more light on how consumers are feeling as the holiday approaches.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. More details at srnnews.com.